Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the book of Jonah has always been a book that I found interesting. While the VeggieTales movie might have had a lot of catchy songs, the book actually holds a much darker tone. From start to finish, this book is about the failings of a man named Jonah, who's a prophet of the one true God. His main responsibility is to speak the messages of the Lord to the people. However, when he is told that he must go to Nineveh, Jonah flees. He flees to go to Tarshish, and he abandons his post. And it takes a large fish swallowing him whole just to bring Jonah back to task. And for most people, the retelling of the story stops right there. Though it's an incredibly popular story, known even by non-Christians, most people stop there. Jonah was unfaithful, eaten by a large fish, vomited out, end of story. They don't really think too much about the actual end of the story. You see, at the end of the story, Jonah, this prophet, he sits and he waits to see what God will do to this city of Nineveh. But God, he doesn't destroy Nineveh. Instead, God has mercy. This mercy, it causes Jonah to get angry, so angry, he says, that he could just die. Jonah questions God, and the book of Jonah ends with God's question, and should not I pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? There's no answer to God's question from Jonah, no missing chapter. God wants to know, should he not choose life? You see, Jonah isn't just refusing to go to Nineveh because he's frightened. I mean, sure, that's part of the reason, but Jonah makes a claim in this final chapter. Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh because he knew that God would have mercy on the people of Nineveh. In his anger, Jonah says, "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God, merciful and slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. Take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." And Jonah was sitting in the shade of a plant that God had raised up for him, specifically because he wanted to preserve the life of his unfaithful servant. God is a God who is slow to anger. He's merciful and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents from disaster. He chooses life for his people. This prophet, he's experienced it time and time again. He survived this great storm in the sea. He survived 3 days in the belly of this large fish. And even his trip into Nineveh, his life was protected. But Jonah, he doesn't value that life that God gave, kept safe and guarded, speaking behalf of the one true God of Israel. This prophet, he weeps over the death of a plant and the life given to Nineveh. And he says, "It is better for me to die than to live." This gift of life given by God is treated so carelessly by the one who is meant to bring the words of life to the people. Well, you and I, we also tend to sit under the shade. Our shade, it takes many different forms. It's the comfort of a good job, the joys of a happy marriage, the Hawkeyes being successful, or even our faith, the security that we are saved. I mean, sitting under the shade, it's not always a bad thing. After all, God does provide the shade. And you and I, we might not be exactly like Jonah, sitting there and waiting for the disaster to happen to the world around us. But I think you and I are much closer than we should be. See, instead of sitting under a plant, you and I, we sit in our comfy chairs. We watch the news. seeing the sin that's seemingly running rampant in the world around us. You might shake your head at the way the poor are mistreated in society, the normalization of euthanasia, the murder of the elderly and the sick, or the number of babies that are killed yearly before you change the channel. Seeing misfortune and sin, it can be so easy as the people of God to just sit and wait and see what God will do with this sinful world. But you and I, we know that there are ways for us to be active in the world. There are ministry opportunities, mission groups, life organizations, or even just the simple conversations you and I can have with friends and co-workers, family members, and church members. But these, they take us out of the shade. You see, I was convicted of this as I prepared this sermon for Sanctity of Life Sunday. The temptation, it's there to just sit back and enjoy the shade. See, when it comes to talking about the number of children killed in abortion, the practice of euthanasia, and the murder of the elderly or the sick, it's so much easier to sit under the shade. I'm sure some of you might feel that same way. I mean, maybe you feel as if it's an awkward conversation, and so you just decided to not speak about it. Or maybe you feel that, well, the situation has already been voted on and decided by society, so you've given up trying to speak the truth in love. Or maybe you think there's nothing wrong with abortion. There's nothing wrong with euthanasia. But no matter the reason, if you and I sit and are silent, people die. This gift of life given by God is treated so carelessly by people who are meant to bring the words of life. So this question that God asks Jonah, it still stands for you and for me, because this isn't about what you or I want. It isn't about what society has voted on. It isn't about what you or I can reason out. It's about the will of God. And our God, he's not a God of death and silence. Our God is a God of life. A God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he asked Jonah, should he not choose life? Because God did choose life. He chose life for you and for me. Sinful people who would have gladly chosen sin and death time and time again. He sent his Son to come down from heaven. And this Jesus, he died so that you and I might have forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. This is the hope that you and I have. The words that should fill your mouth. The greatest joy this life has to offer. Thanks be to God for Jesus who gives us eternal life. To this day, I can't help but be puzzled by the ending of Jonah. How could a prophet have missed out on this gift of life given by God? God asks a question, it's not even answered. You and I are left hanging on to his words. And many commentators, they state that this is a rhetorical move. By leaving this book on a question, you and I are being posed this same question. We are meant to sit there at the end of Jonah and ponder that question of God. I pray that you and I can stand before God one day and give a sure testimony that the gospel was spoken. Because while Jonah might have this uncertain end, this world, it certainly doesn't. Because this same Jesus Christ who came down from heaven, lived, died, and rose again, he is coming back one day to judge both the living and the dead, and that kingdom will have no end. At that time, you and I can sit in the shade, surrounded by all the children of God, those who died in the womb, those who died in their old age, and those who were brought up in the last day. Should God not choose life? Thanks be to God that He has given life to you and to me. Choose life. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.